What is the power of a dollar? Depending on where you shop, $1 could get you anything from a gumball in a machine to a smartphone case at Dollar Tree. However, $1 does not go very far, but if we add a second dollar to it, then we've doubled the first dollar's power. And if we add a third dollar to it, then we've tripled the first dollar's power. As we add more dollars, we increase our power. Suddenly, we can eat fresh vegetables instead of canned ones. We can replace old clothing with new clothing. We can take a bus to work instead of walking, and we can guarantee a roof over our heads. We can even take a few days off of work without breaking the bank. The more dollars that we have, the more comfortably we can live, and the more secure we feel. Now, though ancient Egyptians didn't use dollars as currency, they would have understood the power of a dollar. And they would have understood that it's easier to collect dollars when you exploit your workforce. Back in the days before Moses, Israel's family fled to Egypt during a major food shortage. Alejandro, you probably remember that story from our sandbox back there in the spring. Israel and his family were happy for many, many years. And their family grew and grew and grew until there were more than anyone could count. They had plenty to eat, and they were treated well by Pharaoh. Now, when Pharaoh died, a new Pharaoh ascended the throne. And new Pharaoh took a dim view of these foreigners. And his national policy was unkind to them. In his mind, they were breeding like rabbits, and they needed to be controlled. His solution was to enslave the people for the comfort and the security of Egypt. New Pharaoh wasted no time in exploiting his newfound workforce. Young and old strained their muscles to mix mud and straw for bricks. They packed the dense mixture into wooden forms. Then they baked the forms in the heat of the day. And they struggled under the weight of each load, hauling the finished bricks on their shoulders to the construction sites. It was hard. Grueling labor. Worst of all, the Egyptians cracked their whips over them from dawn until dusk, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, all because the Egyptians knew the power of a dollar. Like us, God knows the power of a dollar. God provides for our comfort and security through our wages. However, God also knows the cost of a dollar. A few years ago, a Skokie business was accused of wage theft, among other things. Now, for those who don't know, wage theft is defined as having employees work off the clock. According to an article in the Tribune which covered the story, the employees at Golan's Moving and Storage felt pressured to work hours that they were not allowed to report, and they were underpaid for working overtime. Golan's board knew the power of a dollar when it came to undercutting the competition. More work for lower prices would lead to more business, guaranteeing a more comfortable, more secure future. However, the board did not see the cost of a dollar. For by following a common business practice, they got in the way of God's generosity to their employees, and they took daily bread from their workers' mouths. Now, I don't believe that Golan's intended any wrongdoing to their employees. Their boards are trying to provide comfort and security for the entire company. And who among us doesn't want comfort and security? However, they did not consider the ongoing cost to their employees. Their method of gaining comfort and security required their workers to put in more time and energy for less daily bread. This is the cost of a dollar. Company boards know that we want the greatest return possible for the lowest expense. They respond to our use of the dollar's power in our quest to get more for less. However, we have a responsibility as God's people to consider the cost of every dollar we spend and every dollar we do not spend. When we give up our responsibility, all of creation bears the cost. Strip mining, factory farming, blood diamonds, child laborers, sweatshops, over-farming, puppy mills, deforestation, and animal extinction are just a few examples. If we do not consider the cost of every dollar we spend and every dollar we do not spend, we just may end up bankrupting creation. God knows the cost of a dollar. So God acted to free the Hebrew slaves from the dollar's power. When they arrived in a land of their own, God commanded them, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work. Everyone, from the most powerful ruler to the migrant worker, was to enjoy a day of rest on the Sabbath. Even the donkey in the barn and the cow in the field were to enjoy and rest from their labors. One day each week, the power of the dollar, which drives so many abuses, would be broken again and again. One day each week, the land and all its inhabitants could take a collective breath. One day each week, everyone was free. The Sabbath was not just a day to sit by the lake or to sleep in. It was a day to remember salvation. God said through Moses, "Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath." On this day, the people were to remember their strained muscles and the dense mixture of that mud and straw. On this day, the people were to remember the heat of the day and the pressing weight of each load of finished bricks. On this day, the people were to remember the cruelty of their service under Pharaoh and the whips of their Egyptian taskmasters. On this day, the people were to remember the kindness of their Savior God. God, who acted to free the Hebrew people from the dollar's power, acted in our Lord Jesus to set us free from the dollar's power. By the power of a dollar, Judas sold his Lord for 12 silver pieces to those who hated Jesus. Jesus suffered the cost of a dollar through his passion, and he was buried as a pauper in someone else's tomb. On the third day, he was freed from the power of a dollar by rising from the dead. And then he poured his spirit out on us, so that we might share in his freedom as children of God. Jesus is our Lord, not the dollar. He gives us rest from the dollar's power. Not everyone takes advantage of the rest that our Lord gives us. Some are still so concerned about their comfort and security that they treat all 7 days as if they were the same. Some are still so enamored with the power of a dollar that they are not willing to let it go. And some are still in bondage to those who take their daily bread from their mouths in the name of good business. Those of us who live in the freedom of Jesus have a responsibility to challenge the lordship of the dollar and to bless the land with Sabbath rest. There are many ways that we can enjoy the Sabbath if we're intentional about making it part of our schedules. We might save all of our shopping until Monday. Or we might educate ourselves about our financial choices so that we can make more informed decisions as consumers. We might commit to cooling our homes with windows and fans this summer. Or we might pledge to take transportation, public transportation, everywhere once a week. We might play games as a family, or take an afternoon nap, or even go for a walk in a forest preserve and reconnect with the natural world. Sabbath keeping revolves around acts of mercy that honor our need for rest and also give rest to our neighbors who still live in the dollar's power. No act of mercy is greater than that which Jesus performed on the cross. On this day, we gather to receive the gifts of his mercy, and we find rest in him. On this day, we remember our own attraction to the power of a dollar, and we confess it. On this day, we remember all who have suffered the cost of a dollar. On this day, we remember the dollar's merciless lordship in our world. And on this day, we remember the kindness of our Savior God. On the Sabbath, Jesus restores us to right relationship with the dollar and a right relationship with God and one another. He is Lord of the Sabbath, and he ensures our freedom from the dollar forevermore.